Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
With the cost of energy spiralling, we thought we'd give you a helping hand if you're thinking of renewables, particularly today, the installation of solar panels. So if you're a homeowner or a farmer or a business owner, here are the things you need to know when you're putting up solar panels. We're joined by Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports at SEAI, and he'll answer a lot of the questions that you've sent in and some that we've come up with ourselves. Fergus, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Cormac. Good
evening. So let's do this in as efficient a way as possible. Firstly, what are the headlines? What are the things people need to know before they start the installation process of solar panels?
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd say is making sure that solar PV is right for them. So whether it's a home or a business, if you're in an old, drafty, poorly insulated building, you should really focus on improving that in the first instance rather than generating electricity, which may even be wasted in electric heating systems in the home. If you've decided that solar PV is the right measure for you, I suppose there's probably three things worth considering. The first is, what are you trying to achieve in putting PV on? And for most people, that's saving a bit of money, as you said in your intro, and reducing emissions and trying to get the best return. And typically, that's around 6 to 8 solar panels on a home would do that for you. And then there's others who might want to do a lot more because they have an EV or they're running electric loads in the house. And some people, a very small percentage, might want to almost go fully off-grid, if not off-grid altogether. But that's a very small subset. So the next thing you need to think about is the electricity demand you have. So when do you use electricity in your home and how much? So do you have an EV? Do you charge it at home? Do you have a heat pump? Do you have large electrical loads in the house? And then the final thing you need to think is, where are you going to put it? Do you have roof space that's south facing or east or west facing? Or do you have ground near the house or the building that you can install on? So they're the kind of three things to consider.
So they're the big ticket
to figure out the right size.
Do you have to get planning permission for the panels?
Very rarely these days. Pretty much every domestic house is now exempt from planning, with the exception of maybe a heritage building or something like that. And for businesses, if they're installing up to around 60 kilowatts, they're mostly exempt from planning, except if they're near an airport or near a helicopter pad or something like that.
Okay, let's go back to the DOSH, the cash. What supports, what grants are available, Fergus?
So if we take a homeowner, there's up to 2,400 available for the installation. So that helps with the cost. The cost, again, it depends on the size, but it could be anywhere from maybe €6,000 to €10,000, depending on the size of system you're putting in. And that, with the grant, that's going to bring it down to around a 7-year payback. And what that is you're probably going to, for typical size of system, you might save around €450 a year off your electricity bills, and then maybe get another €100 or so for exporting to the grid, if you're exporting a small amount to the grid.
Okay.
So that's for a homeowner.
Yeah,
business, it could be obviously much larger. Sorry, Cormac.
No, I was just going to say, so for that 10K, you get what, 6 to 8 panels? Is that what you're talking about there?
The 10K would be probably a bit more than that, maybe around 10 to 12 panels. That would be at the upper end of what we see homeowners installing.
Okay. Is it difficult to install that amount of panels?
No, it's very, very quick. Most of these projects would be a day, 2 day max. Somebody comes in, there's no messing around your house, scaffold goes up, they're barely inside the house with the exception of a little bit of wiring in the attic and down through the house to your electrical panel. It's very quick, very painless, and immediate. By the end of that day, you have an app in hand where you're looking at the thing generating and feeding power into your house and out to the grid. So
really, it's that
very
quick.
Very quick and low hassle.
Is there any work inside the house then at all?
There's very, very little. So the inverter has to go somewhere. Typically, that can go in an attic or that's the piece that converts the rooftop electricity into electricity you can connect to your house. And a bit of wiring connecting it to your electricity board within your house. That's really it. Just a few wires brought in through your attic space and an inverter, which kind of looks like, I suppose, a small suitcase type size thing, which can go on a wall, even up in the attic or something like that.
Okay, so for a day's work and 10K, which is, you get a €2,400 grant, you say, There's a 7-year payback as well. That's pretty good if you have that money, of course. Say something really briefly, if you don't mind, for a business or a farmer who wants to install. What are the things to watch there?
Yeah, so there's a huge variety, obviously. You know, for most homeowners, you're talking about the systems we talked there. For businesses, it could be anything from a similar size to a homeowner, if you're just a small dairy farmer, right up to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of panels. In some cases, there's a couple of large businesses in Cork and in Tipperary that have solar farms connected to their businesses. So it can go to any scale. The things to watch out for, I suppose, obviously the payback is a lot more attractive because you get a lot of economies of scale at that size. But the things to watch out for would be older buildings, particularly on farms where you don't want to put additional weight on a building that maybe wasn't rated to take it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, you know, okay. in a quick nutshell, just look out for the building you're putting it on and make sure that building can be there for another 25, 30, even 40 years these solar PV systems can last.
And I know you can get structures as well put up, especially for solar panels as well in this country. Look, Fergus Sharkey, there you have it, the nuts and bolts of it, Head of Business Supports at SEAI. That's all you need to know for now about solar panels.